Why does it have to be so difficult? Where are you supposed to go on a first date?
Mm.
Raven, producer John, there was a list that went viral that had a list of places you should never take a person on a first date.
Okay.
And on the list, it's many popular chain restaurants like Applebee's, Chili's, Olive Garden, Buffalo Wings, Buffalo Wild Wings, Red Lobster, Cheesecake Factory. And then in addition to
why those, hate? Why all the hate?
I don't understand.
I mean, you say three of those restaurants and we know what kind of restaurants you're talking about immediately. Like, I get it. I don't agree with it necessarily, but I get it.
I love the chicken avocado with bacon sandwich at Chili's.
Right.
It's delicious.
You get the 2 for $20 deal. It's
the
awesome.
Dry rub is also not terrible.
You like that, Anna Zapp?
But anyway, other places on the list that you should never take somebody on a first date, this is a list that went viral, includes the movies, the gym, a bar, for coffee or going to an ice cream shop, a bowling alley, and any sporting event. And then I was just wondering, where else in the world is there to go?
Right.
I don't understand.
Right?
I mean, plenty of those sound good. Like, the movie's okay because you can't really do conversating, right?
Yeah, I understand
the bar,
that.
All right, could be the same thing, could be loud and a little bit wild or whatever, but coffee? I mean, a sporting event? Like, you should be able to talk at those things.
So just a Michelin-starred restaurant, and that's it. That's our only option for first date.
You know what? And I'll say that that's a bad choice.
Yes.
Because anything too fancy or over the top is, you've got expectations or whatever, the other person's feeling the pressure. Like, that's bad.
You know what? And this would normally be the point where I would make a joke about how expensive it is. But no, actually, Raven, to your point, you're 100% correct.
I mean, I've made that mistake.
If you go that all out and that fancy on the first, it's weird. Yeah. It's awkward.
So, John, you've been on 7,586 first dates.
Thank you.
Certainly
so
more
much.
Recently than us.
Yes. Yeah.
Great.
So, last week.
For context, I got divorced a couple of years ago. But, yes, continue, Anna Zapp.
You dove right back in.
I did dive.
Head first. You're like, let's go.
Okay, they get it.
I'm sure there were a couple days that he took off.
They get it.
Right.
So where would you go on a first date?
You know, it was usually a bar restaurant, to be fair, not like just a straight dive bar or something like that. But I went on a hike for a first date, and that was not good at all. And also not my idea. And we got lost. We got very lost in the woods, like off the trail, pulling out Google Maps, struggling to get a signal, lost.
I mean, at that point, you get an eye-opening experience because you realize what is the other person like under pressure. You also think that this is the end of the world. We're both going to die out here, and right. Now I'm with you. Yeah. And you realize that this is not the person for you.
We actually went out for a couple of months after that.
It's funny because a hike is on the list of good first date ideas. And I would think that if I got asked to go on a hike for my first date, it would give me a lot of anxiety.
Serial killer.
Like, I'm going to be in the woods with this guy I don't know. I'm not a very strong hiker. Do I have the proper footwear?
And that aside, can he protect me from a bear?
Right.
Right.
And, I don't know what his bear fighting skills are.
Well, it was the fact that she asked me. And, for me, I like a concert on a first date.
Yeah.
I do that. But then again, we work at a radio station and we get a lot of free concert tickets.
When you were lost, did you think that there was any point that she might murder you?
Yes.
Okay, see you knew it.
Natural reaction.
She's like, why did you lure me here and then not know where you were going? Clearly a murderer.
Where do you go on a first date? You got any unique, great ideas? 1-800-330-9999. I follow this page on Instagram that makes suggestions. And one of them, I was like, I don't know if I like this or if I hate it, but I think I'm going to take my husband there on just a date, period. It's coming up next. Where are you supposed to go on a first date? There's this viral list of all the places not to take people on first dates. Mm. And it's everywhere that's normal. Everywhere from Olive Garden, Cheesecake Factory, Applebee's, any fast food chain restaurants on here. But it also has, Raven, producer John, things like coffee dates or Starbucks. And I don't understand, aren't those normal places you go?
That's where the list gets weird. The chain restaurants, okay, fine, I get it. You don't want to seem like you're trying to cheap out. But a coffee date is, that's perfectly acceptable.
Again, we talked about the fact that if you go too over the top expensive, it's too much, right? So, what the heck, all right? You don't like the never-ending pasta? What's the hate on that? You know what I mean?
Well, they did a survey of Plenty of Fish users, and they said that most people that got married off the site, their first date was going out to dinner. So I guess you just have to find a non-chain restaurant to take people out to.
I guess so.
And then also on the list came a walk. and then coffee or drinks, which are also on the list. So who knows? Who knows what it is?
A walk is good or a walk is bad? I'm
a
sorry.
A walk is good, according to Plenty of Fish. I guess a hike is bad, but a walk is good.
So weird.
Yeah.
I would think that a gorgeous romantic date would be you take your telescope, you have a nice picnic. Lunch or dinner.
Right? Is this going to involve looking at space?
Stick around in the field, and then you use the telescope to look at space later. It's nothing I've ever done. I mean, I go to the bar. But, you know, other than that, like, that would be a good idea.
I follow this place on...
I can't make my telescope work, by the way. I love space, but I look up in the sky, and I can't make it work.
Oh, I found this Instagram page that has all suggested first dates, and one was going to a rage room. And if you've never been to a rage room, you basically just take a sledgehammer and smash stuff. And I thought that was kind of cool.
That's a great idea.
You should know right off the bat I have anger issues and watch me go at it.
Well, that's the thing, though, is like, what if they do it and it's so scary, the encounter with this person in the first date, you immediately know that you're in danger.
If they agreed to that date, they're your person.
Yeah. Kayla, where did you go on that first date?
My first date with this guy was to his job interview.
What?
It was the first time I was ever going to, like, a blind date. First time I was going to meet him. And he just picks me up. We're supposed to go to happy hour. And he says to me, real quick, I got the last slot on this interview. I really want to go. Can you come with me and just wait in the lobby? I go. I stand in the lobby for like 45 minutes. He comes down and he's looking all deflated and depressed. And he's like, oh, I bombed that interview. Let's just go home and just drop me off. So I went and stood in a lobby at this guy's job interview and went home.
Is that for real?
I can't even believe that's a thing.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable to me.
What was the job for?
It wasn't even important. It was like a data entry. But he really needed a job. Another sign that I should have not been going out with this guy.
There's so many things wrong with this, right? Like, I mean, if you need somebody to hold your hand going to a job interview, I'm not hiring you, number one. Number two, I'm certainly not dating you if it's the first time we're ever hanging out and going somewhere.
Yeah.
It's so weird, you know? It's okay if you need a job. And I'm here to cheer you on if you're going to get that job. Hey, you've got an interview today? Fantastic. Why don't you show up and get me 20 minutes later? No problem. Good luck at the interview. This whole thing spiraled.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to go on that as a first date.
Bad.
Steve, where did you go on your first date?
I took her to the department store, let her buy anything. I wanted to see how good she was with money. I wanted to see if she spent too much money.
You learn a lot, I guess, in that process. What did she buy?
She got some of the, like, the store brand snacks and stuff, and that's when I knew things were going to be good.
The store brand snacks. I feel like what a strange situation to be in as a woman where you go on a first date and you're brought to, like, a JCPenney's or a Macy's or a Bloomingdale's, and they're like, you can pick one thing. Yeah. You're like, is this a test? I got my own money. I don't need you to buy me a blazer.
Okay, Beyonce.
Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in 14 days. 5 luxurious scents, available online and in stores near you.